The number of girls committing juvenile offenses in Dane County jumped by 36% between 2000 and 2003. Stephan Blue heads the county's Delinquency Services Program.
We have more young ladies in our community that are struggling both academically, socially, finding their niche in the community. And one of the things that you find in any kids that are struggling is groupings, and sometimes that takes on a negative social context. I think it's kids struggling for identity and a place to belong.
The new task force hopes to tackle the problem by reaching out to parents and youth through schools, churches, and community programs to offer young people more constructive ways to gain that sense of belonging. Task force member Dave DeFelice is a county board supervisor. He says parents he's spoken with are hungry for advice on how to keep their children from joining gangs.
They just soak up any approaches that work. So our job, I think, is to be kind of messengers. You can look at gangs as an invasive species because they ruin the human environment, the home, the school, and the community. And I think we have to root that out. And it takes a several-fold approach to do that.
Madison's former assistant police chief, Louis Udicy, will co-chair the new task force. He rejected the concern raised by some in the community that the rise in the area's Latino population may be responsible for some gang problems.
If you ask Latino parents about gangs, they will tell you that they are very concerned about the influence of gangs on their children, and that they're also concerned for the safety of their children.
The formation of the new task force comes just a week after a string of muggings in downtown Madison that bore the trademark of a gang initiation rite. Police officials say so far there's no way to confirm gang involvement, but they aren't ruling it out. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.